Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about Crypto Mines. Now, Crypto Mines is a sci-fi play-to-earn NFT game, which is designed to provide users with a fun experience by collecting workers and spaceships to travel through the universe searching for minerals. Now, this game has a lot in common with Crypto Blades, which makes me very wary of even talking about it because I got burned pretty badly by that game. But this game actually has an oracle that works, so you won't lose money, at least for right now anyways, unless they screw up the economy like Crypto Blades did. So, with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about the token that they've got. So the Crypto Mines token first launched on September 13th, so really recently actually, and it's been on a pretty good roll so far. It's up over 500% in the last month, and the token is called Eternal, the Eternal token. So this token is on the Binance Smart Chain, so gas fees are much lower than they would be if it were a native Ethereum token. So let's get into how we play this game and earn crypto. First off, big disclaimer, this is not a free-to-play game. You will need to purchase a spaceship and workers in order to earn in this game, but we will get into those prices a little bit later. So, the whole idea of this game is that you are mining one planet a day, and by mining, you are trying to earn this eternal crypto token. So literally, only once a day do you have anything to do, there's very little amount of gameplay necessary, which could be good, could be bad. Now, you will need three things in order to mine this planet. You will need a spaceship, and then you will need workers to go into your spaceship, and lastly, you need a contract for your workers. So you have to pay your workers, they apparently have their own union, and they require some wages. So, first, spaceships. They have five rarities, which go from 1-star to 5-star. Now, right off the bat, spaceships, whether they're a 1-star spaceship or a 5-star spaceship, they actually don't impact your ability to earn or how much you get from different planets. The main idea behind the different rarities is that a 1-star spaceship will allow you to have one worker on board. A 5-star spaceship will allow you to have five workers on board. So there is a positive here in that you won't have to pay for extra spaceships in order to hold better workers or more workers. In order to get a spaceship, you can either get one on the marketplace, which is on their website, and it can be pretty expensive if you're going for a 5-star spaceship. I think they're going for something like $300, $200, quite a bit, especially with this token continuing to go up. Or a better idea, and a much cheaper idea, is that you can mint a brand new one, which will give you a completely random ship type. Now, by random, I don't mean you have as good of an opportunity to get a 5-star as a 1-star, but you will have about a 40% chance of getting a 1-star ship, and then the rest of the percentages are sort of split up a little bit. So a 5-star ship, you only have a 1% chance, so very little, and then the percentages keep going up and down depending on the star level of the ship. Next, you also have to have workers in order to mine, so workers to go in your spaceships. These also have five different rarities, and once again, you can purchase them on the marketplace, or you can mint them at random. So once again, 5-star worker, you have a 1% chance of getting, a 1-star worker, you have a 44% chance. So you do have a better than 44% chance of at least getting a 2-star or better, which is pretty nice. Now your workers absolutely do impact your ability to earn. Lower star workers will have worse mining power. The mining power goes all the way down to 15, which is kind of a random number. 5-star workers have the ability to have a mining power of 255. Now, the mining power matters because certain planets require that you have a minimum amount of mining power, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Now, in addition to spaceships and workers, lastly, we need a contract for our workers. So those are sold as 7-day, 15-day, and 30-day contracts. Each worker needs a contract, and they will only work as long as they are being paid. So three very simple mechanics here: spaceships, workers, contracts. Very easy to understand. Not a whole lot of different strategy involved, just that better workers provide you with better mining opportunities. So once you get all three of these things in place, it's time to go to different planets and mine some of this mineral. Now, currently there are 30 different planets. They range in the amount that they will give you back, so the easier planets require less mining power, and they also give you less rewards. So the easiest planet will give you about $25 in profit as of this recording, and also you have a really good chance of succeeding. A more difficult planet, so the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 planets, they only have a 50% chance for you to be successful, plus you have to have a really high mining power. You'll probably need several different ships and a lot of different workers in order to even get up to those levels to be able to fly to those planets. In addition to needing a lot more mining power, it's also much more risky if you decide to take your one mining chance for the day to go to one of these planets, because you only have a 50% chance to succeed. So the easiest planets start at a much higher percentage, and gradually the percentages go down and down until it gets down to 50% for the hardest planet. So something to keep in mind in case you decide to invest in this game. All right, my final verdict. To me, this game really seems like a combination of Alien Worlds and Crypto Blades, which combines aspects of both. Now, unfortunately, that isn't a great combination because both of the economies of those games have kind of crumbled. Alien Worlds, you barely earn anything if you were to go in there and really work all day at it. And Crypto Blades, you actually lose money if you play it. If you want to check out those two episodes, Alien Worlds, I think I got spot on. Crypto Blades, boy, was I naive. The economy was really booming when I did that episode, but now you definitely want to stay away from it. So like I said, the gameplay seems very similar to Crypto Blades, except there is a lot more depth in Crypto Mines. There's multiple aspects that you need to pay attention to, but as someone who got burned by Crypto Blades a bit, I'm very wary to start a new journey on this path with a similar game. As such, I am not going to be investing in this game. I especially don't like that it's going to cost me like $200 to really start going, and if the token price ends up going down, I could really lose money just like I did in Crypto Blades. One of the things I think they do have going for them is they have an oracle which allows them to stabilize how much money is being paid out. And as of right now, you can make quite a bit of money, but I would be very wary, like I said. So while I will not be investing in this game or the coin, I'm not giving you any financial advice, but personally, I would stay away unless something else comes along as far as gameplay wise. I actually just listened to a video by Onchain Gaming. If you haven't listened to his YouTube channel, I'd highly recommend it. But he talks about one of the main reasons why Alien Worlds and Crypto Blades failed was because they were not fun games to play. People weren't willing to invest in a game that really is like a CAPTCHA. Are you here? Are you playing? Okay, cool. Here's a little bit of cryptocurrency. These are all his words. He's a very bright guy, has a lot of good insight, so definitely check out his channel. This game, similarly, is not fun to play, so there's a good chance that maybe not in a month, maybe not in 6 months, but eventually they're going to run out of tokens and people aren't going to want to reinvest those tokens. So for me, I'm staying away. All right, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It means a lot, and it also helps to grow my channel. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!